Welcome back to another episode of Chats with Clark, the first of 2022. And here you know, at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And the point today is someone who is about all the pop, the glitz, the glam, and the fashion, Megan DiVincenzo. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for coming on.
I'm your pop today.
You are the pop today. All right. You're all the pop.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so Megan, we're here in your warehouse, your business, the Sis Kiss.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So I started a jewelry brand. I was a practicing attorney and I was pretty miserable.
Okay.
And I was kind of like fiddling around with making homemade bracelets with my sister. Only because we had really small wrists and the bracelets that we like really wanted, these wire wrap bangles, were like literally we buy them at Nordstrom and they'd fall off our wrists.
Yeah, that
was literally it. We just had a need to fulfill for us. Like was not looking to start a business.
Yeah.
So she bought all the materials to make these wire wrapped bracelets.
Okay.
She made like measured my wrist and made it fit to order. And then my mom's like, well, I want one to fit to order.
Of course.
And then her friends wanted them to fit to order. And then here we are.
And then?
Like literally.
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
So that was in 2013.
Okay.
In July, I remember this to a T. I was laying in a hotel room in Florida because my husband went there to travel.
Okay.
And it was July 2013. And I was probably waiting for him to come back from a reception.
Sure.
And I was like trying to register our business online.
That's
thinking,
amazing.
I should register this like as an LLC because that's how many, we probably started it like that winter, like so January-ish. I can't really remember. I wish I did now, but I just know July 2013, I decided to take it to the computer and like make it official.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
That's incredible. It's amazing how like you do, that is how it is. It's you find a small need and then you just blow it up.
Right. It's not like I was like sitting at home like, how do I start a business? Because I literally was a very busy full-time practicing attorney and she was a full-time teacher. And
see, that's wild.
I wasn't looking to quit my job at the time. That actually came later.
Okay.
And the reason I quit my job actually had nothing to do with this. So it's just funny how things work out.
Yeah, absolutely. So you started off as the attorney. So what did that look like? You went to school, obviously, to be an attorney.
Yeah.
And so you were full go on it for a while.
A long time. Almost like, I think, God, I wish I did the math more before I started talking. But I graduated in college in 2001. So I went to law school in 2003, 2005. I was probably 8 years.
Okay.
8 to 10 years.
Yeah, practicing, doing it.
Practicing.
And did you hate it the whole time?
No, I loved it.
Okay,
I loved it. So we lived in Cincinnati and I started my own law firm because of course I have to have my own business. Obviously I don't like to work for anybody.
Got it.
And I did criminal defense. And so I signed up on a lot of the court appointed lists. So that's how I got my clients at first.
Okay.
So the court would appoint them to me when they could not afford to hire their own. I loved it. I loved the courts. I loved the people I worked with. I loved the prosecutors, the judges, my fellow attorneys. It was the best thing. I loved it. And then we actually moved to Cleveland.
Okay.
And then I got a job downtown, like at a firm.
Yeah.
And the firm life kind of crippled me.
Interesting. Was it just the lack of freedom or was it not working with that
community?
It was
a lot of things. It
was
certain cases.
Got it.
Firm life. I had Leo. My husband was traveling. It was like a lot. It was like a lot. And then I had a panic attack in court one day and that was that. And like my husband was like, you are not going back. And like I knew at that point that I was done.
That was it,
So I always say I loved it until I didn't. Like, I say that on every time anyone asks me because it's just the truth.
That's like, good. You had to learn so many skills that have now translated into...
I don't know. God, sometimes I'm like, shit, how did I do that? Like,
really?
Now I feel like I'm more shy now.
Okay.
I know you probably don't think I am, but, like, I used to go every day in court and talk and, like, sell a story. And I guess I do that now when I'm turned on. Like, I have to turn myself on for a podcast or if I'm having an event, but I don't want to do it as often anymore.
Right.
Whereas I used to do it every day. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing has been turned off for you.
It's like, I'm more reserved and like shy it's like I need time to recoup from social things now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, I think I did it every day, all day. Like,
sure.
I was always on. Like, representing, making sure my clients got the best representation, like talking to the lawyers, talking to the judges.
Yeah.
And now I'm just more, I have to like convince myself to do certain things.
Okay. Yeah.
And that could be with age too. And like my kids are more important and things like that. But
priority
that's probably how things have changed for me. I don't even know if you asked me that, but...
No, but that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot going on at once. Having a child, moving really recently. And at the point that you quit, was the Sis Kiss underway?
Yeah, it was it was a side... But it was just a side hustle.
Sure.
Like, it was just like this, like, something I did for fun at night when I was unhappy. Like, my sister was making all the bracelets, and I was taking all the orders. And by orders, I mean my mom's friends that were like, can you make me a size 6.75 inch with blue beads? Like,
After their brunch club, right?
Yeah, and we'd, like, go to Michael's and buy blue beads. Like, we just made them a color and a size. And then people were like, can you do it in silver? So then we'd buy a silver wire. And so we got so busy that my sister couldn't keep up with making them anymore. Like, she was like, I don't know. She also had a baby in the meantime. And she's like, if I have to make 11 bracelets tonight, that takes her a long time because she's perfect at it. So then I started looking for manufacturers to help make the jewelry so she didn't have to. So she started shipping the items and I started selling the items. And then we got so many orders that one person alone couldn't ship them anymore. So here we are.
And then it took off.
At my warehouse.
So was there ever a limbo period after that quitting of court and into this booming industry now?
God, I'm glad you asked me this because I'm going to have to go home and really think about it. And this is funny because I really blocked a lot of it out. Like, when I left law, I was depressed and had anxiety, had to get on Zoloft, had to go see many doctors. I started with a therapist. Like, it's a whole thing.
Sure.
And it gives me kind of PTSD.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. Not you asking, but me, like, kind of, like, thinking back on it. So I feel like my timeline's a little skewed.
Absolutely. That's always how it goes, right? When there's trauma, we...
Yeah, you kind of like... And so, I don't know. But I wouldn't mind really sitting down and thinking, like, how long were you off before you kind of boomed with the Sis Kiss?
It's amazing, though. Like, you have to get yourself in order to have all of this amazing company, too. Yeah. You know how, like, it's amazing that we have to be in a good place.
You have to be.
In order to...
To do anything.
Yeah,
to mother appropriately, to be a good spouse, to be a good daughter, a good sister. Like... And that's funny is, like, I could feel myself spiraling, and I knew better than I didn't want to. Like, I feel bad that some people get to a point that's like, you're almost spiraling so much you don't know how to ask for help. I was kind of the opposite. Like, I knew I was spiraling, and I would, like, call my family and friends, like, every day and be like, this isn't me. Like, what can I do to get back to me?
Yeah.
And so I was, like, almost desperate to find help and to get back to feeling like myself again. And I thank God, because I feel like people... are embarrassed or they don't seek help because there's a stigma. And I was the opposite. I was like, doc, if I need to go on medicine, if I need to see a psychiatrist, like, I just want to feel like myself again. And so I'm glad I kind of caught myself that I knew something was wrong and it was okay to say it out loud. And my husband was so supportive, like, do whatever you need to do because something's off.
Yeah. That innate awareness is huge. And you're willing to take the steps and stick with it. So
yes, I still take my Zoloft.
Okay, yes, you're still sticking
with it. I'm scared to go off of it.
You're like, what's going
to
happen?
But I do see, like, somebody holistic now who thinks she can wean me off of it with, like, the proper nutrition and stuff. Since I think that plays a lot in the mental health.
Yeah.
And I hope one day I can... I think I'm on the smallest dose you could ever be on, but I think it's a mental thing. It's like, you think you need it.
So. Yeah, I mean, when you do something every day for a long time, it's like, well, can I live without it?
Well, I went off of it when I got pregnant with my youngest daughter. Okay. And when I had her, then I... went back into my, like, because I got off the medicine and then I had her, then I had postpartum.
Okay.
So it came back.
Yeah.
So then I got back on the Zoloft and I have never gone off since.
Yeah.
Because being in that low place, I don't want to ever go back there. So, but what I also think is great about this place is it gives me a purpose. It gives me, I have employees that I want to take care of. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no quitting or just curling up in a ball. Like, and this makes me happy. So far, fingers crossed, I haven't gone back to any of those dark places because I feel very fulfilled and I feel very happy.
That's beautiful. Yeah. If you go on the Sis Kiss site, all of the reviews and the input that the feedback that you have is all raving about it.
Well, so we have some people.
I'm sure there's always some.
But we don't delete them. And I always say that you're never going to have a ton of followers without a percentage of things that go wrong or unhappy customers. And that's just reality.
That's it, yeah.
But thank you. Yes, we are very proud of our reviews. My customer service is, like, freaking amazing.
Okay.
I don't touch the customer service.
You just let it go, yeah.
Well, because they're so good at it.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. So I think that makes a huge difference with our reviews and stuff.
Yeah. So great. So the business starts taking off, right? it's starting to become a point where you have many shippers now. You found the manufacturer.
Yep.
And where does it go from there?
So literally I did it in my basement for a while.
Okay.
And then my next door neighbor saw me carrying in, like, I had like a shipment of like 30 boxes. Okay. One day, and I was literally like rolling them. Like rolling them up my driveway. Like, they were soft bags. They were things I was using to ship things in.
Sure.
So it wasn't like I was breaking anything. And she was like walking her dog and she was like, do you want me to like help you? And if you know anything about me, I'm like, no, I got this. Like, like, I don't need your help. And then I was like, well, you know.
Actually.
I was like, if you don't mind.
And then 25 more of these.
She's never left. She's still here. She's still my, yeah, she's our head of our shipping department. And she's phenomenal.
Okay.
And one thing turned to another. Like, I saw that she carried boxes in. And then I was like, well, do you want to help me open them and, like, put them away? And she did that. And then it was like, hey, I'm going to, I remember I was going to New York City. I was like, can you man the shipping while I'm in New York City? And she'd come to my house and ship. So then finally, we got so many things on the floor that we didn't have chairs for her to sit in. So she sat on the floor and shipped.
Oh my gosh.
And my husband saw how helpful she was, and he was like, please buy that poor girl a chair.
Yeah.
So she doesn't quit on you.
Yeah.
And so then we got a little office in Rocky River for us to go into, and we grew out of that in almost 3 months.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I remember holding the keys to this little 900 square foot office, thinking, oh my God, am I going to be able to pay for this every month? Like, and I remember Instagramming the keys and sending it to like some of my business besties. And they were like, we're so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And the whole time I just like was like, what if this is a big expense?
Nervous.
Yeah. And then we literally in 3 months, I was like, why didn't I get a bigger space?
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And like, we had a 2-year lease, so we had to suck it up.
Oh,
and we were so busy and it was so full that we would have to schedule who went in there. Because you couldn't have two people in there at a time.
Because
you'd like walk over boxes or people, and then COVID hit.
Okay.
It was just a mess. So
yeah.
Then I started looking for something large, and here we are.
And here you are. Yeah. So how this place has been amazing for you, right?
It's
so cute.
This place has been amazing. So this was an old landscaping place. It was a warehouse. It had been empty for quite some time. So I was like begging the owner, and he was like kind of like on the fence. Like, it sounds like a lot of work for you. Like. Because I wanted to transform the space. To
what
be
does
like,
he care?
Yeah, it's a pop and the glam. And I think he was like a little bit, but he's an amazing person. He let me completely do what I wanted.
That's so
he
great.
Came along at a great time. It took a while to get the space done, but I think that's okay because, you know, it's weird. I like had been planning this space for a year and a half, and our lease was up the same time. It like,
yeah.
And we didn't do it on purpose.
No.
It was like I had my last month rent over in my little office, and we had the moving truck show up here.
Look at that. It's like divine intervention sometimes. Sometimes you just can't explain it. You know, like when you work hard, you put out good energy, good things come back.
Well, and my medium always says, because I do go, I run everything past my medium.
Okay.
We can get into that later if you want. But she said, you're telling, when you have a space this large, you're telling the universe to accept the business. Like, if you're in a small, and so I've always thought, look, goldfish only grow as big as their tank.
Yeah, yeah.
You put a goldfish in a small bowl, that's as big as the goldfish will get.
Absolutely.
If you put the goldfish in a bigger bowl, it gets as big as there. So we can only be as big as our environment. So bring it on.
That's a great way to look at it,
and
too.
And the whole upstairs is empty, so bring it on.
Oh, there's an upstairs?
It's this complete size of this.
Oh, boy. So that's part two.
You know my mind's already like...
Absolutely.
Every day that I'm here, I'm like, that place is sitting empty upstairs. What can we do?
You'll do something with it.
Yeah.
You will. Yeah,
yeah.
It'll come.
It will come.
Everyone can't see, but this place is decked out. There's a flower wall right outside the door where you have disco balls, you have cute chairs, there's fuzzy rugs. The whole place looks amazing. It fits the dynamic
of the
system.
It fits the personality. And now people rent it out.
The space?
Yeah, the space. For parties, baby showers, wedding shoots, photo shoots.
Yeah.
So it came, like, this place was just be for us to work.
Sure. Yeah, you need a bigger space to ship everything out.
But I made it pretty because we came here every day.
Yeah.
And that's just how I am. Like, if you come to my home, it's pretty decked out. If you come here, like, I don't want to go somewhere that I don't like my environment.
Yeah, no.
So I literally made it look like this just for us to work. And then people kept coming in to shop. And then it was like, oh, people want to come in here to shop?
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, huh, okay, people can come in here and shop.
Yeah.
So then we made displays to display our jewelry, and now people come in here and shop.
And they buy everything online, though, right? Or can
no,
they
buy here
buy
now.
Here too? Okay, great.
Because the need was there.
Yeah.
And so now we're open once a month, and then we have an event once a month. And then now people, then photographers started seeing, like, the flower wall, and so they were like, can we rent it out to do a photo shoot? And so then we put this place on an app called Peerspace. And now you can rent it out.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Hey, anything I can do to help pay the rent?
Yeah, you're all on board, right?
I'm on board.
It's such an easy way to do it.
It's like already done. It's like, yeah. Why not let it repeat its business?
Heck yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just money making money.
I mean,
basically.
It's not. I'm just trying to help cover the rent.
Yeah, no, I'm on board.
Because I'm still. I jumped from the 900 square foot panic rent to 12,000 square feet.
Okay.
Panic rent. So yeah. My panic has only increased.
Increased with the space.
It does. Yeah.
Now, have you, so in 3 months, you had grown out of the small space.
But we stayed.
But you stayed for about an extra year and
we did,
9 months.
We did the whole lease, yeah.
Yeah. And then you came here, and has business continued to just keep growing, too?
Yes, and we've added more people, and now we have 11. So we went from 3 at my old office to 11 here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, yes.
And you still have the original manufacturer and all that sort of thing?
She's
one
of my best friends.
See?
And we fly to New York to meet each other.
Okay.
So I've met her numerous times.
Yeah.
She actually just had a baby. Now I have multiple vendors and manufacturers, but she's our main.
Okay.
So our main shtick here is custom pieces. We became kind of insta-famous with the custom name necklace, and she's my custom manufacturer.
Got it.
So we do our most business with her. I meet with her yearly. We're good friends. We talk. Yeah. I talk to her just as much as I talk to like my best friend.
That's great.
So I like that because I trust her. She doesn't screw us over. We don't screw her over. Her costs. You know, we're fair to each other, and our quality is amazing.
What
and we have a friendship.
For?
And she's a woman owned.
See, yeah, we know where you're all about that, Megan, too.
Yeah, so that was completely organic.
It seems like every story that you're telling so far in each part along the way, it's always been like the woman helping you with the boxes and then your manufacturer. It's like you have these people and they're still with you.
Yeah.
And that part of it's really cool to me because
no
so
one's
often
ever quit.
Like you blow up and then it's like. You hear about that. It's like you blow up and these people get aggravated with each other. And all that kind of
thing.
It's like
you always say like in the beginning, like, oh no, this will be fun. And it is. But there are things that do come up that I never thought I would have to deal with that like really disheartens me.
Okay.
But thankfully my team is amazing and they're very loyal. Now that doesn't mean someone might not leave me or need a better job or more pay or something better than what I can offer them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But my hope is that we can grow together, be together, and like we can all fly away on my jet together. That's my hope.
Yeah.
But who knows how long that'll be? And everyone has to take care of themselves. So there's never going
to
be. I never try to burn a bridge. So as long as you're moving on from here to do something bigger and better with yourself, and we don't burn a bridge, that's just life.
Right. And life comes and it ebbs and flows. Right. We have phases. Like that's part of it.
Yeah. But so far, everyone's still with me from the beginning.
Which is incredible. And that's a testimony to you, too, and how well you treat them.
Yeah,
so,
well.
Congratulations with that.
Yeah, I'm like, here, have some wine.
Champagne? I have to ask you, too. You're sitting by this wall. It says the Sis Kiss. We know that's the name that you branded. How did you come across the Sis Kiss? Where did your mind go that led you to that name? And you've branded it so well. Can you talk a little bit about that, too?
Yeah, so literally my sister and I started the business, and we were being, like, silly fools. Like, what could be super annoying and, like, cutesy? Literally.
Okay.
We were sitting at my parents' kitchen table. Being like, what rhymes? Just to be obnoxious almost. So that's how we came up with the Sis Kiss. And obviously as years have gone by, it's like kind of like, okay, that's like, it's in like, now that when I want to sell unisex or men's stuff, I'm like, no man is probably shopping the Sis Kiss.
Right.
But to me, it's like McDonald's. Like McDonald's is a silly name too, but guess what? You know McDonald's. They're not going to rebrand now.
No.
So we ain't rebranding. So that's where it started. And it's, and then my son came up with TSK one day, for short.
Okay.
And that's been a cute way to keep it like, this is Kiss, but like TSK if...
That is.
Hashtag or... So literally we just took it and ran with it, and I'm all about branding. Like, even when I was a little girl, I wanted my name on everything I owned.
Okay.
I sewed like... Well, I didn't sew, but I... Like, my mom always had someone embroidering. I've just always been about it. Like, if I gave you a present, it's always going to be personalized. Like, I'm going to take time to think about you, what you really like. Like, you're... Sister is my babysitter, and we buy her presents with her name on, and like that's just how I am.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to brand because that's the way my head goes.
You're validating the whole thing. Like it's like using someone's name like that, and you're validating them and what they're about.
Well, what's better than your own name?
Yeah.
Everyone is really egotistical, and I guess like they have all these studies. Like there's nothing better to like your mind than hearing your own name.
Really?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've heard that before.
Sure.
Like, the best thing that Joe could hear is someone being like, Joe.
Yeah. Got that, everybody? Yeah. Everyone make a note of that. No,
and if I ever say Joe at home, my son says, Joe Mama. that's how you're known at home.
Joe Mama?
Joe Mama.
That's awesome.
So we can brand that if you need.
Yeah. We might have to add that to the list. Chats with Clark by Joe Mama.
I have a feeling it might be taken, but.
You're probably right. Yeah. We'll have to just outbid him for whatever, yeah. however that goes. That yeah, good luck.
So really, it was easy for me. That part's easy for me.
Okay.
And I almost take branding more serious than the jewelry.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. 100%.
Is it just because the jewelry's covered and then the branding you can always do?
No, the branding is the fun part.
It is the fun part.
I mean, the jewelry is, like, we make a lot of classic pieces. So the jewelry's good. It's stable.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. But it's like the fun part is, what can we give our customers to stand out in your stickers, in your packaging, in your inserts, in our Snapchat filters, in our Instagram filters? Like, how can we make you a community? I don't want to just sell you a piece of jewelry.
Yeah,
I want you to be a part of the SisKiss culture. Whether that means you love dogs like I love dogs, or you support women-owned businesses, or you support badasses, whoever they are, mm-hmm. owning a business.
Yeah.
It's a culture.
It is a culture.
And that means more to me than slinging you a necklace.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to buy the necklace and be a part of my community.
Yeah, you're letting people in.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing by personalizing everything, too.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you're important. This piece of jewelry, you're going to like it.
Yes.
It's about you, and it's about us. So boom.
And, like, I always make sure they get a free gift with purchase, and, like, our bags are the cutest, and I spend the extra money that I feel like some businesses don't, maybe because they can't, which is, like, I've always been blessed that I've always, like, been able to afford the branding, but I definitely add to the branding more and more every year. Like, whether it's, like, I'm starting a podcast, which, you know, you're going to help me produce it.
I'm excited.
And I feel like that brings you more into the SisKiss community, so people can have access to asking about the community or...
For sure.
I just want to be more available for things like that. And we host... this is kind of off topic, but I hosted a women's empowerment panel.
Very cool.
Here last week, and we capped it at so many tickets, and we sold out.
That's awesome.
Like, I don't think I've ever sat down in front of, like, a group and felt more proud. Like, I could not believe how many... We filled the space of women who wanted to come hear what we had to say.
Yeah.
And it's like, that means a lot. And, like, shit, I don't even know what I was going to say. Like, I don't even know if what I said meant anything or if and then the messages, it was probably one of my most business proud moments.
Yeah.
And not obviously personally, since I have children and,
and
a spouse that I love, but business wise, it was big.
That is big.
I, like, sat down and the whole place was full and they were just staring, like, waiting.
My God.
Wonderful women. And then, like, everybody came up to me afterward and told me their story or how we could work together. And it was, like, so much energy. I had, like, so much energy from that evening. And then we got so many messages afterwards, like, I'm ready to launch my business. Or I've been holding back on my podcast and now I'm going to launch it. Like, sometimes you just need that, like, kumbaya to, like, just do it.
You do, yeah. It's a push because you're a story. I mean, you've always been driven. You've worked hard, like, from law school to this. You've always put in the time and effort. And what? I mean, it's amazing how it turns out of, like, literally nothing. Like you said, you're just making it because, and then now.
Yes. Well, I knew, like, it was funny when we started, like, this. I'm trying to think. I had this. I knew.
Okay.
Like, if I'm going to do something. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's like, I never said it out loud, I don't think, but I was like. That's why I think I was in the hotel room that day filing an LLC. Like, why are you doing that? Like, my sister really didn't have any interest to, like, make a gajillion bracelets. Like, you know, who would? Mm-hmm. So I was like, no. And then I met my medium. She was a friend first.
Okay.
And she was like, I just got the chills because I see your brand in a magazine. And I was like, shut up. Because, like, at this point, it was like, I still was working a side job.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... Everything she ever said, like, I look back and I'm like, holy shit, she did say I would be in a magazine. And she said, I see your sign on a white building. This was years ago.
Wow.
I mean, she's like a crazy, an amazing, positive person in my life, regardless of what she says. But and then I met her randomly at a side job in between law and the SisKiss. I was doing interior design on the side.
Okay.
It was just a little part-time job because if you know anything about me, I can't sit still.
I get it.
And trust, I was totally, I knew I didn't want to go back to law, but I knew I didn't want to do nothing. And the SisKiss wasn't like, it was just a hobby.
Wasn't full,
So I loved decorating our house. And my husband's like, well, why don't you decorate someone else's house?
Yeah, you're like, no. He's like, enough. I gotta know where stuff is.
He's like, I'm done. Yes, exactly.
So I just want to know where the spoons are.
I went into this store that did interior design, and she was my manager. And she, to this day, she still does readings for me.
Look at that, yeah.
And she comes to all of our events and does readings for people, and she's told me all of this.
That's
like,
wonderful.
Don't you think that's a weird transition for me?
That is a weird transition for you. I was supposed to meet her. Yeah.
And so one of the girls that was there is now my full-time customer service.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
My paralegal when I was a lawyer works here.
Oh my God.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because she was such a hard worker when I was a lawyer. Like, she was my, like, ride or die. She was my shield from, like, anything crazy and, like, made sure everything was done when I went to court. And then we found ourselves, I had this, and she found herself in limbo when she was also being a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I know how hard you work.
Yeah, like, I know your skills.
So she's been here full time.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Have you ever seen the movie Legally Blonde? Right. Yes. Of course. It kind of, like, I can't help but think of this kind of...
Of course I did.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of, it's in a nutshell, like, use your skills. You've taken all the skills you've learned, and then you use your talents and your passions, really, because you have this passion for aesthetic and for the glitz and the glam.
Yes.
And making things wonderful for people on a big level.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's really cool to see all the familial ties with it, too, like all these people that you're coming in, and then you treat them like...
I know. Well, and it's funny, because then after my first hire, we hired her sister, and then we hired her neighbor, and they're all still here.
Yeah,
it just all became organic, and then I just hired somebody full-time that's from my hometown. And it's just, and they're all amazing.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just, oh, I'm going to hire her because I know her. Like, no, they all like believe in this. They work really hard. This is nothing without them. Like, if one of them left tomorrow, I would have a big void.
Okay, big issues to fill, They all hold their weight.
They all have their own talents that are irreplaceable. Which is a lot of, I feel like a lot of pressure sometimes because I'm like, you want them... I want them happy, and I want them to stay, and you want to give them everything.
Yeah. Do you ever ask for their feedback? How does that go? Like, do they ever... Never.
I don't want to know.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
I'm really, really bad at... I'm actually really bad at confrontation.
Got it. Okay.
Coming from a lawyer, but... No, and that was like... It's like, I'm a really bad boss. And like, my brand manager is always like, you need to do reviews. And I'm like, no, like, they're great. Like, what is that in your review?
The only reason I asked is because...
But they probably want that. It's like kids that need structure. And I don't mean they're like kids. I'm just saying I feel like environments thrive with structure.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I'm just bad at it. I'm just not good at it. I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible boss.
Well, I doubt it. But because you want them to stay and you want them happy, I was just curious. You're like, oh, well,
maybe. I don't
want
to know.
Yeah. If you're not happy, I don't want to know, but I want you happy. So let's just keep it there.
Yeah, but it's probably the larger we get, the more it's obvious that there might need to be like an HR firm that can manage these kind of those kind of things. Because then it kind of takes, I don't want to say it takes me out of it, but then it's like...
That's being a good boss is delegating. I mean,
yes, it's just something that I'm not good at.
Yeah, so why do it?
Everybody here has a job that I was never good at. Like the one girl that does like our Excel spreadsheet and she puts in all of our orders. She is phenomenal at like organization and making sure it goes to the right person and the right timing. And like, if I lost her tomorrow, I'd be like, what?
Can someone do these logistics? I'm not doing this.
Yeah, she goes through every order and makes sure it goes to the, they all have to go to different vendors.
Yeah, right.
They all have customization and they all have different finishes and they're phenomenal.
That's awesome, Megan. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned it earlier a little bit, so you kind of teased your podcast. You want to talk about that a little bit?
No, there's nothing to talk about.
Nothing
do you?
To talk about. It's up to you because, I mean, I'm excited for you.
I will.
I think it's a good idea for your vision. I think the vision is really awesome.
What's the vision?
Well, your vision with Wildly Unprofessional, right?
I know, but
talk about your name. Okay.
So, I'll tell you the true story.
The true story.
My brand manager is very good at what she does, and she's good at business. I suck at it. Like, she's very good at crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and she makes sure that I'm not killing myself on social media and getting hate, and she's a good person to represent a brand.
Great.
Because you can't just do and say anything you want.
No.
So, we were sending packages to wholesale partners without packing slips.
Okay.
And we were getting some feedback, like, hey, I got this box from you, but I didn't even know it was from you because you didn't have a packing slip. So we were, like, on a meeting going back and forth about it, and she was like, wait a minute. You don't send packing slips to your wholesale partners? And I was like, no, we never have. And I was like, moving on, right? And she was like, Megan, that is wildly unprofessional. And I was like, somebody trademark that.
You're like, it's over.
I was like, wait, that is me in a nutshell. I'm completely wildly unprofessional. Yeah. Like, I wasn't doing it on purpose to be an asshole. I just...
No.
I was like, what do you mean? Everything's online. Like, check your email. Like, yeah, but that's wrong of me. You should want to, like, insert. But when she said the words wildly unprofessional, like, literally, I was like, somebody fucking trademarked that.
Yeah.
That
is it trademarked? You have it now?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, good.
We filed.
Yeah. We're still waiting.
We're still waiting because the trademark department is so backed up. But,
yeah.
I mean, yes. There's nobody else had it. And
that's
going to
be so good. I mean, it has that nice edge, you know, wildly unprofessional.
And it's so neat, right? Wildly unprofessional. Yeah. So when she said that, I didn't know right away, I wanted it to be a sub brand, like a lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like, remember, I grew up wearing suits and tights and heels to court every day. And I'm like, fuck that shit. Like,
yeah,
I come to work in my athleisure gym clothes.
Yeah.
With my hair dirty and so do my girls. And if they didn't want to do that, great. Whatever makes you feel like cozy here. And it's probably very unprofessional how I come. Like, I can do interviews with interns and look like shit. But I'm like, listen, I got my gym in. Like, showering to me is just not a part of my... I would rather
get
shit done.
Yeah, yeah, you'll
I'm
get
like,
there.
I wake up, I take the kids to school, I go to the gym, I come straight here. Like, I'm not going to go home in between and waste an hour showering. I'd rather come here, get shit done, shower before bed. So I always look like... I just...
Like, you just worked out. Because
you
did.
I always look like I just worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... wildly unprofessional just to sew me. So I thought it took a little mulling, and then everybody kept asking me for a podcast, and I've done a few podcasts, and I think maybe after listening to it you can probably tell I can talk. So I've been getting a lot of requests to do my own, and so I thought that's where we put the wildly unprofessional, because that's me speaking.
Sure
And I don't usually speak often in the CISCIS. Like, I don't go on very often, and it's not about me, that's about my community.
Yeah.
I like to keep that about them. So I thought, why not make Wildly Unprofessional my podcast? But I want to make it like a lifestyle brand.
It's
like
great.
Where I sell my sassy mugs. And I can sell some sassy things for women to take to work. Maybe like a leopard print lunchbox. Or something that makes your profession seem wildly wonderful.
That's great. Yeah, it's great. It's really awesome, too, because you do have pretty wicked stories. Like, you got some wild stories. And the whole, I mean, just the crux story, like the baseline story is... fascinating, right? From law to selling jewelry, the limbo period, crazy high, crazy low, crazy high. That story is innately intriguing.
Well, even the mental health story, like every time I say it on a podcast, I get so many DMs. Like, thank you for saying it. I'm scared to say that. Should I? And I'm like, you don't have to say it out loud. I felt fine to say it out loud.
Yeah.
And I understand if some people hold back about that. But if I can change one person to just go to the doctor and get on something that makes you feel like yourself again, that's okay.
Absolutely.
Or if you want to work on it holistically, that's okay. Whatever makes you feel like yourself again, because let's be honest, with foods and environment and your chemicals can change, and you can't control that.
No.
You might need somebody or something to step in and intervene, and whatever it took for me to be back as like a mom and a wife is all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've gotten there.
Yeah.
So that's
and I feel
problem.
Like if something were to go askew, I have the tools to know who I can reach out to and how to fix it.
Yeah, that's important. And you only get that
by
eventually addressing it. That's so awesome for you to be able to motivate people to do that.
Well, and as soon as I had my second baby, I felt it. Because I knew what it was from before.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a slow build. And I was like, I can feel it coming.
You're like, we're not doing this again. You're like, I'm on it. Okay,
and I did.
I
immediately called my doctor and my therapist.
Like, it's coming.
And they both helped me
in.
Through it.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
And here you are. Yeah, I'm excited for Wild Men Professional and the more stories, too.
Let's get some guests.
Absolutely. We can
do it.
Let's
put it out there.
I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to help me with the technology part.
Perfect.
Because that's something I'm so stupid at. Like, editing? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's...
But I want people to come on and feel like they can be themselves. Mm-hmm. Whether that's saying fuck or whether it's saying not... Whatever. Just come... Yeah, fudge.
Fudge, yeah.
So just to have a voice and to be yourself. And, like, I'd love to speak to other business owners because obviously that interests me. And then... She moms that do this too, because it's a lot.
I have a lot
of respect for, like, and dads. I mean, my husband's the best, and I'm not just saying that, but like, I don't know how he does everything he does. And he does it without having mental breakdowns and Zoloft.
Yeah.
So
we're all built differently.
Yeah, we are all built differently. Yeah, and that's 100% true. Like, yeah. Things that trigger me, he's like completely calm about. And I'm like, what's up with that? Like,
I'm sure there's other things where you're just like, David, relax.
Yeah, you're probably right. Dude,
got,
chill.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We are all built differently. What's great is we play off each other's strengths.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. Yeah, because you've been able to have it. That's awesome, too. Like, you've been able to do everything in your life and manage a crazy business that is awesomely successful and make it special. So yeah. The podcast is going to
But I didn't say I did it well. I just am doing it.
Well, you're doing it well.
I always say, like, it's really a hot mess behind the scenes. Like, my laundry is piled high. And sometimes my husband's like, do I have any clean boxers? And
I'm like,
shit, I have no idea.
Like, and, keep her from home.
You have no idea. So it isn't pretty. It's not all pretty. And it's just not.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That I don't want it to be.
What do you think is the top thing that's kind of influenced that mindset for you?
Of what?
That things don't have to be totally pretty. What you put out there is going to be.
Because it's reality.
Okay.
I feel like I spent a lot of my life like making sure the house was perfect. And I still am very much, I like a clean house. Like, don't get me wrong. But like, my mother-in-law came over last night. I didn't feel the need to hide toys. Like, I have two kids and she loves my kids. And of course I have toys. Like, why would I, like, before I would have hid every toy. I would have made sure the floors were freshly mopped. I'm just to the age now where I know my mother-in-law loves me regardless of if there's a speck of dust in the corner or if there's a toy out that my daughter is actually playing with.
Yeah.
And I feel like 10 years ago I would have, because I don't know if I had something in my life that fulfilled me.
Interesting.
So it's almost like you're picking little things, like making the house perfect to maybe fulfill you. Or I don't feel that need anymore. It's fine. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to have dinner. She's going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. And tomorrow I got a podcast with Joe. And I got to, like, it's like your life's so busy. It's like you can't sweat that stuff. And like saying not, don't sweat the small stuff is, it's so true.
It's so true.
When you're doing something that's busy and makes you happy.
Yeah, because we make mountains out of nothing.
Like, yeah. And I still do. I mean, trust me. I still do, but I feel like I'm getting better.
Okay.
I do. I just feel like I have more bigger things to worry about. Like, I want to make sure I'm paying the rent and that I have can afford my employees, and that's really important to me.
Right.
Those are the things that are top of mind to me, not whether or not I picked up my daughter's toy before my mother-in-law came over.
Because you want to have a great time. Why be exhusted with your mother-in-law?
I for real. Like, my husband still thinks I'm a little anal when people come over, and I'm like, dude, I have chilled.
You're like, did you remember?
You need to pay attention.
Yeah, right.
I promise you I'm more chilled.
We can rewind if we need to.
Yes. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Yeah. That's a really great one, dude, because it's kind of, you don't want to take the humanity out of people, right? Like, the reality is, like you said, I have two kids.
Yes.
I think that's a really great lesson for all of us, kind of.
Yeah, and I don't want my kids to, like, grow up in a house where they feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, our house was pretty neat growing up. Now, I had a great childhood, but I do remember making sure, like, things were tidy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that that made my childhood, but it just was the way we grew up.
Right.
But looking back, like, I had a great childhood. I had a great family. I still do. It's just everyone's built different.
Who are some of the most influential people in your life?
Definitely my parents.
Your parents? Okay.
They're very different, like, ones... Well, they've actually, it's funny, like, my mom was pretty more strict growing up, and now she's more chill. And now my dad's, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely my parents, they were present in everything I ever did. They
Special.
Were proud of
yeah.
everything I ever did. They pushed me because I always got bad grades, like C's
okay.
and D's, and they were like, we know you're better than this.
Yeah.
So it was like, I got in trouble for bad grades.
You gotta hold people accountable. And once you teach people that their actions have consequences,
and I'm bad at that because my kids can do no wrong. It's true.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't even mean to be like that. I just cannot help it. Like, I always make the joke that if my dog shit on the floor, I'd be like, I did it. Like,
yeah.
you could, like, visibly watch her. And because I don't want anyone to be mad at her, I'm like, I did it.
It was me. Yeah, I'll take the heat. That's
and
so
I'm,
funny.
And I'm like that with my kids. And I did not grow up like that. Like, my parents very much wanted me to be... Which was great. I'm glad that they did.
Yeah, look at the work ethic they instilled in you.
They
too.
Did.
And
I know.
Energy.
I think back at that. Like, there must be a reason I have this work ethic. And they
yeah.
were very, yeah, they were a very big part of my life. Actually, my husband I've been with for quite some time, almost 20 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But he's also a role model to me. Like,
okay.
like I said, like, everything that drives me, like, bonkers, he's so calm. And he's definitely my grounding force.
Okay.
Like, he is my every grounding being in my body. So, he's definitely my role model. And he does it all. Like, travels, hockey, he's a great dad, cooks, goes to the grocery store, keeps us calm. Yeah. He's going to snap. He's nasty, right?
No. No, he doesn't. So, after 20 years, do you think not? No.
I don't know, but definitely he's an amazing role model, and I think he's going to be a great role model for my kids.
Okay.
So, great. You know, I'm the easy one. Like, what's the word? Like, I'm the pushover.
Okay, yeah.
He's definitely not very strict, but he's stern, and they know when. So it's good. They have both.
That's good.
And kids need that.
They do need that. And that's consistent throughout everything, too. Like, if you're the give and the take with your husband's good, like, what you struggle with is great, and vice versa. And then now, same thing with the kids. They're going to see that, too, and they're going to pick up and feed on that.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I think it's such a big lesson that I think we realize throughout life as we grow, too, is that you don't have to be great at everything. And that when you eventually just tailor into your skills, into your passions, that you actually can do really well.
Right. Well, like I said here, everybody that's here is doing something that I suck at. Yeah. Why would I hire someone else to do my creative branding? That's what I love. That's what I'm good at.
Yeah.
So it's like, take away from me the spreadsheets that I have no idea what I'm doing, and let me have the energy. And I think a lot of business owners are scared to give up. Like, they don't want, they're like, but I do that. And it's like, but you can't do everything well.
No,
and exactly. The things that they do, they're doing way better than I would ever do them.
Yeah, it's that whole theory, right? Like, that's what college is supposed to be. You're supposed to go in and study what you
think what you're really love, good at doing, right, and what you love. That's true.
That's the, how it's, you know,
that's
made up.
That's not really what I did in college.
No, yeah, it's what it is. Kind of, it's like, well, and then.
I did broadcast journalism, if you can, I'm sure you can believe that.
Really? That is great.
I wanted to be, like, on the news.
Okay, so the whole personality thing.
Yeah.
Which you kind of are doing now.
You know what turned me off? Like, because the news is so fucking depressing.
Oh my god, it's horrible.
And I was like, that's not what I want to wake up and do every day. To this day, I don't watch the news. I don't watch TV.
Same thing.
That triggers my...
Yeah.
I like happy things.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the point? I don't need to know that someone got shot last night. I really don't.
It's sad.
Like, I know they did. It's
we already know it's a sad world.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
It doesn't influence my life. All it does is I'm like, wow, it's a really sad story.
So I'd be on screen either crying about a dog being kicked, reading the news, or I'd become callous to it.
True. So. That's so true. I never thought of that.
So it's like one or the other, and I don't want either one of those.
Okay,
so then I went to law school.
Yeah. And then you saw some real stuff.
Yeah.
Working in the jails had to give you a wild perspective.
Man. Yeah. It was kind of wild.
Yeah.
Especially because I was probably one of the only young women defense attorneys. I wasn't one of the only young women attorneys, but there... And yes, there are a lot of women defense attorneys, but we're definitely the minority. I feel like... In court, it was men or prosecutors that were women, but it was very...
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think women sometimes pigeonhole themselves in the like... Okay. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I felt comfortable in defense.
Yeah, you have that confidence.
I liked to hear the story and see how we could help. Not how we can get you out of it. I was like into like the whole like, all right, well, what happened? What's going on in your life?
Yeah.
And then how can we fix it so we can move you, not just get out of it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I liked that whole every day was different thing. And that...
had to be.
I don't know.
Sure, sure. What's, do you have jail stories? Are you in jail stories that you want to talk about? Do you have any good ones that you can share?
Not probably you want me to tell.
No? Okay. I can imagine it's, God, I don't know. I feel like I would want to know how many business owners can say that they've interacted with a bunch of inmates.
Yeah. That's maybe a lot.
You think
you never know.
Maybe a lot.
Let's put a poll.
Yeah, because that'd be...
Can you do a poll on your...
I could, absolutely, yeah. So if you're
comment
a business
down
owner...
Below.
That's right.
I see people do that on YouTube. Like, leave a comment. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how they're doing it, but...
Please do. Yeah, so if you are a business owner and you've worked with inmates, give us some intel. Cause...
But can I say, all my clients and inmates were so respectful.
Oh, yeah.
So grateful. Like, I'm telling you, I've never had... I didn't have many bad experiences with my own clients.
Yeah.
So respectful of me. Very good stories coming from my clients.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I just feel like, I mean, they're people. Mm-hmm. And we take them out and they're judged by whatever their worst moment is. You know,
that's
like,
true.
Like, that's the whole, like, jail is like, okay, you're at your lowest.
But that doesn't mean if they're in jail that they really did it.
True.
So you're catching them right in the beginning where they're being held. And at this point, what do you know?
That they're being accused of.
Yeah, that they're
whatever.
Being accused.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of like, let's figure this out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's like a puzzle. I know.
Yeah, I'm just like.
I just would go in and listen. Like, that's literally your best strategy. Mm-hmm. Listen.
How did you know when people were BSing?
You knew.
You do. Okay. Didn't add up.
But sometimes it wasn't about that.
Sure.
I always say, like, it's about, did the state do everything they were supposed to do? Okay, mm-hmm. So my guy didn't do everything he was supposed to do. But did the state do everything they were supposed to do? It's really just checks and balances sometimes.
It's good. I mean, you're bettering their chances of getting out, learning, growing, so.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. What are, you mentioned that they're grateful. Like, so that's kind of interesting. Like, I would imagine going into a place that's kind of, I would hypothesize, full of despair in a way. Like, being in jail is not the most rewarding thing in the world. Not that I've been, but I just could bet on that based upon other things that are rewarding. So that had to be interesting and influence kind of the way that you looked at your life. Did you find that you grew in your own gratitude, which is something that I'm very big on? I've
gratitude.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important things. And like, simply, I'm always amazed at this, the fact that, because people talk about gratitude, right? But the fact of the biology behind it, like, when you act out of gratitude, the serotonin levels in you rise. Mm-hmm. And when you show someone gratitude, their serotonin levels rise. So, like, literally our bodies tell us, like, this is a good thing. And bodies of the receiving end say, this is a good thing. It's kind of fascinating.
It's like a double.
It is.
So how do you practice gratitude? Do you do it daily?
So, yeah, I very much so try to. Yeah. Every day when I wake up, I try and, well, I think after the day. It's the weirdest thing in the world. I'm a morning
That's
shower.
That's not weird.
Well, this part's weird.
Okay, keep going.
I'm a morning shower, Megan. So every time, well, that part's not weird. It's the part, when I get in the shower and the water hits my head, you know, it's early morning, it wakes me up. And I'm like, oh, well, all right, we're doing this.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like another day. Today's starting.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Okay.
And you kick it into gear. And I'm like, that's what I am. Like, I'm a religious guy. So for me, it's like, all right, God, like, thank you. I'm like, we're rolling.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. Let's make
so
it a
So you
kind of
say it to yourself, or do you meditate on it, or just tell God?
Yeah, I thank God. Like, yeah. For me, that's a big one. Right off the rip. It's like the water hits, and then I'm like, okay, cobwebs are gone, groggies are gone.
Do you drink coffee?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. That would have been weird.
Coffee. Yeah, that would have been really weird. But I think, like, gratitude is just how you, which,
this, I agree with you.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, it's validating the other person, and I think that's what people, when you break down gratitude, I think that's what people actually love about it, is that it's validating the other person's experience, them of themselves.
Like somebody else? Like, you mean if you're grateful for somebody else?
Yeah, like the age-old example of, like, holding the door open for someone.
Yeah.
I think it's only relevant insofar that,
I see,
like, you are validating that other person. You're saying, like, hey, I see you, like, this is what's up, go for it.
I agree. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Isn't
you have to hold the door, and I say thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll be like, you're welcome. Like, how can you not say thank you?
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
I believe it.
I'm a very thank you and please person.
Sure.
My kids are, too.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Let me teach them that.
No, that's good. Like, I am obviously super grateful. And I am my mind is always on. And I'm one of those people that wants to have this morning routine where I meditate and I'm giving gratitude. And, like, when I open my eyes, it's like,
absolutely.
And I get a lot of my work done really early in the morning before my kids get up.
Nice.
So I really, I'm asking you this because I'm really interested to try to find my inner peace in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just really hard. But when I drive, I'm always saying, I say things out loud.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Today's the day. Like, I'm grateful for the weather. I'm thankful for my girls. I'm thankful I'm always thankful. Like, Leo and I always say every day, what are you thankful for? And
that's awesome.
I always say, you. And he's like, you said that yesterday. And I'm like, yep. And I'm still grateful for
it. Sorry about it. Yeah.
Because really, there is nothing more.
Sure.
I always say there's nothing more than your health. Like, my kids, as long as my kids are healthy, we can figure out anything else. Because I can't fix that.
Yeah, amen.
So that's always my biggest thing. But he always gets annoyed because he's like, you said that yesterday. And I'm like, you'll always be what I'm most grateful for.
Yeah.
So why can't I say it every day?
True.
But when I drive alone, I try to talk out loud because I think when you speak out loud, you bring things back.
Great, yeah.
And okay. I always say I want to make money not for money, but for freedom. So I say that out loud, too. Like, today's going to be a good day for the business, for everybody involved at the Ciscus, to, like, keep their job or to have financial freedom. Because freedom is everything. It's not money and what money buys you.
No.
It's that I don't have to go back working at a firm.
Yeah,
it's,
that's it.
It's emotional freedom to do what you love.
Right.
And
so
then
you can
paying your bills with it is just the bonus.
True. That's great, because there's always money to be made.
Yes.
Like, you can always make more money.
But how great, like, my
I mean,
husband comes here
that?
Sometimes
yeah.
and works. Like, to me, like, when he walks in and he sits down in one of these offices, I'm like, I want to offer that all the time to him. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just, I mean, he's obviously he's happy at his job and he loves it.
Oh, sure.
But it's like, I love to see him here, and
like, that makes it worth it.
Yeah, my dog comes here every day. My kids come after school. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
How can I complain about that?
Right.
Because I don't have to be like, oh, I have to leave work. I don't have any sitter. Like, no, they're here.
Yeah.
Or I just feel very blessed. Because I know that feeling when my husband was traveling and I had to be at court and yet my son needed picked up. There was always this anxiety.
Yeah, like, did he get picked up? Is he okay?
Or do I need to go get him? Like, do I need to leave court early? Do I have to go tell the judge that I have to go pick up my son? Like, it was always something.
Sure.
And now I'm like, well, all right, I had to go home and get my kid, but here he is, and guess what? It's fine. I own this place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell my staff, bring your kids. Like,
yeah, that's freedom. Like, that's what makes it so reasonable.
Freedom.
Yeah, you're never taking that humanity out of people. Like, you're a mom. It is. My job's not more important than me being a mom. Like, don't take that humanity.
But why can't, and I want to do both.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to, and like, a lot of people separate things, or like, they need the mental space to like turn off.
Yeah, those are the people that don't let their food touch on the plate.
I guess, but it's happening. I feel like I'm hearing it a lot more. Like, everyone needs their, like, what's the word?
For compartmentalizing things?
Yeah, like, everyone needs their, and it's fine. I'm just not built like that. Like, I can go 7 days a week, but I also can bring my kids with me, and I can bring my dog with me. So I can, like, do a little bit of here and there every day.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm 60 hours here, and then I'm spending 5 hours at home with my kids. Like, no, it's, like, it's encompassing.
Absolutely.
My kids, my husband, my job. It's encompassing. To me, that's freedom.
That is freedom.
So that's why I feel like I don't need to say, oh, I need a break. Like, no. How do you take a break from your own life?
Yeah.
I love my life. I don't want a break from my life.
Yeah, because you've branded that so well together. Like, you've made this, like
everybody family. That knows SisKiss knows my kids. They know Vivian, my dog. Like, it's all part of the shtick. And it's not shtick. It's just my life.
It's just me.
It's just me. Already.
This is Megan DiVincenzo.
It's just
like, this
me.
Is what we do.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really powerful. I think that, God, there's so much there, too. And To be able to do it's such a gift. And I think what's cool is that you are really good to people, too. Like, you're very good to your employees. You're very good to your husband, your kids.
I don't hear you. Need to talk to them.
Well, they're all still here. This wouldn't boom if you weren't good to them, too.
Yeah.
Think you know that, too. Like, if you...
That's what I want.
If you're penny-pinching...
Sometimes I do feel like things, you get caught up in the stress of things. And sometimes you have to check yourself. Like, did you, like... You know, like, how kind were you today? Or... It's just, and I'm never an unkind, I'm just really kind of stressed a lot. So sometimes I'm to myself.
Sure.
But a lot of it is because I trust what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to go back there and micromanage.
God, no. That's so
great.
And
some days I feel like, you know, I was just letting y'all do your thing.
Yeah.
And I was doing my thing.
I wasn't avoiding your promise.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. They're like a well-oiled machine.
How long did it take to get there? Or was it immediate?
They're all, I'm telling you what, every time I added somebody... This business grew, and they perfected whatever they were doing. Or they started shipping, and then we learned what they were really good at quickly. And then that became, like, their department. Like, the one girl, Rachel, works here. She started shipping, just like she was the neighbor. Mm-hmm. She's my social media manager. Now she's my collaborative manager. Like, those are the two hugest things that we do here.
Yeah.
And she's phenomenal. And so it's like... She didn't know when she started shipping what she'd be really good at, and she found her niche and, like, have it.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of each day, Megan, that you get to do? You specifically, like, on your tasks? Yeah.
Go to the gym.
Really?
That's my launch.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I take my kids there, too.
Great. Do they work out, too, or do they just...
Yeah, they work out. Great. I think it's important that they learn that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think, like, I learned working out really young.
Okay.
And not to, like, be... skinny or just to be
healthy.
Yeah, I want to wake up and feel well and be grateful for my health.
Yeah.
But if you're saying, like, I am such a routine person, like, I enjoy taking my daughter to school. I love that she stands outside of my sunroof when I drop her off and wave to all her friends. I drive to the gym. After that, I go get my coffee. I'm grateful for that. I will drive to work. I see the sign when I drive in. Have you ever seen your sign on the side of the building?
No, I haven't. But I've seen yours.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, like, that's probably my favorite part of my day, is that whole routine.
Yeah, that morning stretch.
So, my husband does bring me coffee in bed every morning.
That's so sweet.
As soon as I wake up, I send him a text of, like, I'm up, I'm ready for my coffee.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
He comes up with my coffee, we say, like, we talk for, like, a very short time, because he has to get Leo up and make him breakfast. But he brings me coffee in bed, because I get a lot of work done while the kids are sleeping.
Okay.
That's probably my hands-down best part of
any day. God, he sounds like a great guy. He really does.
He has his moments.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Well, what I think will be fun is when I do Wilding Unprofessional to have him on.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Because I think it would be fun to let people submit questions. Because everyone that knows me knows he's like my ride or die best friend.
Sure.
And like they hear so much of that that they're probably like, but what about...
Yeah, field all those questions. That would be so fun, like a Q&A style.
Yeah, I should do that.
All right, so because you have such a successful relationship, to shift it that way a little bit, how did you guys meet? What do you think, for someone who is about to get married, what's your piece of advice to them?
So we met, we're from the same hometown.
Okay.
His last name is DiVincenzo. Mm-hmm. My maiden name is DeCenzo.
What the?
Right. So growing up, he went to the public schools, I went to the private schools, but everyone thought we were related.
Oh my God.
So we just knew of each other.
Yeah.
Like, are you related to that Brian DiVincenzo? And I'm like, no, I'm DeCenzo, he's DiVincenzo. So we didn't like know each other. We just knew of each other. And then when I was in law school, I went to visit his roommate.
Okay.
Like his roommate was one of my best friends. So we were just going to visit him for the weekend. And Brian, my husband, answered the door. And he obviously was hungover. He looked really disheveled. And he stared at me and like didn't say hi. And he turned around and walked back and sat on the couch. And I was like, well, that's intriguing.
What a guy.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's a challenge.
That is.
And that we've never not spoken since that day.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so then we got married. So my advice would be, like, I have never, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on a podcast, I have never wanted anything but what I have. Like,
okay.
The grass is not greener.
Yeah.
It's just not. Like, do we have problems? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have issues that like other couples have? Fuck yeah. But no, that is my person. Don't get married if that's not your person.
Got it.
Because I think that's what happens with divorce, and it's so easy. Like people think the grass is always greener and something else. Do you have lulls in your relationship where it's not that exciting? Yeah.
I bet. Yeah.
But does that mean somebody else is going to fulfill you for like the next 20 years? No.
Yeah.
But we always seem to find our way together, and we're better. I'm better with him. I don't know if he would say the same thing, but...
Oh, he would say the same thing, yeah.
I'm a better whole with him. And I think that if you're getting married, like, is he your best friend?
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't fill that, then you're going to not want to be with him.
No, yeah, absolutely. He's going
to
go away.
Like, I don't even want my own best friend, like a girl best friend, to come live with me for 20 years. Like,
I know.
But I could not, like, I could, you know, obviously I want to live with him forever. And, like, that doesn't annoy me.
Yeah, there's no part of it where you're just like...
No, I'm happier when he's around, not when he's not around.
That's powerful. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's really
great.
We're
better
advice.
Together. And
but,
he definitely grounds me, like, I get all... And he's like, then I feel instantly better.
Yeah. Do you think that there's, like, a specific way to know, like, oh, like, that's your person, like, that's not your person?
I had no doubt.
You just knew.
He was the only guy I ever dated that I didn't have a doubt, or that didn't annoy me.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you go out with these dudes, and, like, sure, you're in love, but then you're like, they do things, and you're like, you're kind of annoyed. Or, like, wish that they weren't around you all the time, or, like, they're being too clingy.
Yeah.
Like, he was just the first guy that I ever dated that didn't do any of that to me, and I was so excited to always see him, and, like, so excited to always talk to him, and I still feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, when we have an event, he'll always come later, and I'm so excited to see him walk through the door.
Yeah, I guess the best
like,
part.
It's like, he's, like, the best person to walk through the door, you know.
That's so cool. That's cool. Yeah. So, kind of a wildly unprofessional beginning, right? No greeting.
No greeting.
Start.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Sounds wildly unprofessional. This is not a...
He was very kind after that.
I think he was just
who are these girls at my door? Nobody told me they were coming.
I'm sure.
His buddy wasn't even there at the time.
Oh my God,
He was probably just like, you know, if somebody randomly rang your doorbell at home, you'd be like, who are you?
Yeah, come on.
I'm sure he said hi, but the story sounds better that he just
No, yeah, you gotta keep it at that for now, too. It's documented
it's
now.
It's 20 years now,
it.
So it's done. That's what you did.
Yeah.
He would tell you the same story.
Absolutely. Do you feel like he's... What I'm trying to say is, do you talk business with him, too? Like, is
100%.
It, like...
100%. He's one of the smartest guys I know.
Yeah.
And he's no nonsense. Like, where I can be like, well, let's make an exception because I really want this to be, like, beautiful. Like, he's like, that doesn't make sense. Cut that out. You know, like, you need that. When
you
have my creative mind, I could spend money on the dumbest shit, like a hot air balloon for what? And maybe it would work out, but he will do the numbers and be like, that doesn't make sense right now.
Yeah. Down the line?
Yeah, 100%. So he is an amazing person to run everything by. He's really good with finances. I am not. And he has a good business mind. He's very good in business.
And how do you set your goals together? Because I'm a big goals person, too. That's, like, gratitude and goals, like, for me, are just...
Well, we know we want to retire together somewhere warm.
Okay.
Which is funny now because I have this place.
Yeah, yeah. True enough.
We have a lot. I always say this, like, have you ever gone on a trip with a friend and you're like over your friend? We travel so well together. Like, everything he wants to do on a trip, I want to do on a trip. Like, whether it's like, let's show up and have one drink and take a nap, which we would never do at home. We're always on the same page.
Yeah.
Or like, do you want to take a walk? Yeah. Or let's go work out. Like, it's always like, yeah. So I know when we retire together, that's how retirement will be, even though I don't think either of us will ever really retire.
No.
He has just as much. He doesn't. You think I don't sit still? I could lay in bed and watch a movie all day and he would never sit down.
Yeah.
He never stops. So I don't think either of us are really going to retire.
Okay.
So if we do, it'll be hiking and walking. And
yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like we don't go on beach vacations. We go to like New York City and walk around or Arizona and take hikes. And yeah, so I think we'll explore life together.
You find out a lot when you travel with people too.
Yeah, and he's great to travel with.
Yeah.
Although the other day I did get really annoyed because we went to Arizona and we landed and he's like, we got to get lunch and then we got to go on a hike. And I was like, but I want a glass of wine. Because that's like my first thought when I go somewhere without the kids and we weren't there for work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's the middle of the day, the sun's out. I like love a nice glass of white wine.
Okay, that's good. Red wine with...
No. It's good. Although I would do that too.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, you're really ruining my vibe.
Yeah.
But he was like, get a glass of wine. So I got a glass of wine and then we went on our hike and then we did our thing later. But
that's perfect.
But when he gets something in his mind, like we're going to land and I'm going to go on a hike. Oh, that's it. And if you switch that... He doesn't call audibles very well.
Okay.
Whereas I'm pretty good at...
Yeah, adjusting.
Yeah.
How is that with the business? That's got to be great for the business, too, to be have someone that's laser-focused, but particularly to be able to be adaptable. Cause...
Well, I'm probably not... Like, I'm very argumentative. Like, okay. I know what he's saying is right, but I want to argue. And so it's hard for him to be laser-focused on what this business should do, because I always think I'm right, and I don't like people telling me what to do, which is probably why I own my own business. And that's on me. Because I probably listened all the time. So he does lay off a little because I do get defensive.
Okay.
It's true.
At least you know it.
I do know it. I mean, I own my own business because I do not like anyone telling me what to do.
Yeah.
That out loud, proud. I'm not good with opinions. It's a bad quality, actually. It's a bad personality flaw. Because sometimes he's like, dude, I'm just trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I get really defensive. Like, did I do something wrong? You don't like the way I'm doing it. Oh, you could do it better.
Yeah.
I need to work on it.
Well, yeah, it's down the road.
I need to work on that and showering before I come to work.
Okay. Well, if you ever try the morning shower, you can try the
gratitude.
Water. Yeah.
Do you ever take a cold shower?
I can't get behind it.
It's so cool, though. It's really, like, does so many good things for your body and in your mind. It, like, connects. Like, try it one time. Turn it as cold as you can for 1 minute. Okay.
Yeah. I hate the feeling of it.
My son does it.
Really? Every day?
When he showers, he puts it on completely cold.
But why? The hot feels good.
Because there's like a science behind it.
Yeah. It's like an ice bath, but like...
Yeah. Know. It really is. Like cryotherapy.
What is it?
Cryo.
What is that?
Cryotherapy is when you go and you stand in a chamber and it gets like to be minus, you can choose, like minus 160. You do it for 3 minutes. They play a song. You're naked, but you're in a towel wrap. You've never heard of cryotherapy.
No, why would you ever do that? What is the point?
I'm telling you, it like cures diseases and burns calories and connects your mind. I'm telling you.
But why doesn't that send you in a
Google
shock?
Google this, because it's only 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
It's not long enough. Like, obviously they've done the studies.
Yeah, they're not killing people.
We're not suing them.
Yeah.
And so, no, it feels really good. And my husband's had back surgery, and he goes when his joints are starting to feel... And does like
to that cryotherapy?
Yeah, we join a place.
Whoa!
I'm gonna take you.
Okay, let's go.
Let's make a podcast of it.
I would love
to. We'll vlog it.
Perfect. I'm in.
No,
I'm
for
so
real.
In. Yeah.
I'm when totally we're done, we'll Google it and I'll show you all the stuff.
Yeah, let's do it. Whoa! I've never heard of it. That's crazy though.
And also, I wanted to say when you were talking about the serotonins with the gratitude, I listened to a podcast and I'll send it to you the other day about a high five.
Same thing.
Yeah. If you give yourself a high five in the mirror every day, do you listen to Ed Milet?
No.
You would really like him.
Okay.
He's like a godly man who's into business, does his podcast, an amazing person.
That's awesome.
He interviewed a guest who she high-fives herself in the mirror every day, and it gives your own serotonin back to you because they're like, have you ever given someone a high-five and felt shitty? No, it's always like the job or like you can do it. Like a high five is like built in to be a positive thing. So she was saying that the science behind it was literally about the serotonin. It like raises your serotonin.
That's so cool. And
so now she doesn't leave the bathroom without giving herself a high five. I don't really want to Windex my mirror.
No,
so I'm like,
Yeah, true enough. Like, I'm creating work. I'm not about creating work for myself.
But I noticed after I listened to the podcast, when my son, before he leaves now, I give him more high fives. Because I'm just like, well, maybe even subconsciously, I'm giving him more of a confidence boost.
Yeah.
Or an ego boost, or he knows I support him more. Like, so I just started doing it more to my son.
That's great.
I'll have to ask him.
I was going to say, see what he thinks.
Yeah.
He definitely has to notice. If it's been a little bit, like, 2 weeks now. So.
He's a good boy, so maybe he does.
I'm sure he does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, oh, mom's been giving me high fives.
Yeah, mom's been giving me a shit ton of high fives.
I've been amazing. I'm the best son ever.
I'm the best kid ever.
Give him the biggest head in the world.
I probably already have. Trust me, I blow him up. He's a good kid, though.
Yeah, so that's all that matters.
He's another one of my, you asked who my role models are. Mm-hmm. He's the most positive, gracious kid you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
He's like my old soul. So I hope more people can be like him.
That's great. Yeah. That's good. He seems like a really nice guy. He sounds like he's got two rocking parents, too. So.
Oh, yeah. It's totally us.
Well, it plays a big part. It's half and half, right? So.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's amazing, Megan. That's really good.
Thanks.
I have to ask you, too, as life continues for you, right? You have two kids. You have the business that's booming. Do you ever think about the day when
things stop?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. It scares the shit out of me. That scares the shit out of me.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is, that's a testimony to how great this is for you, too.
Like, this is just as much as part of my life as anything else that you would.
Yeah.
If it stopped, I would be scared shitless.
Yeah.
It would be bad.
Do you ever think where you'll take it? Or, like, what do you, your daughter Clara, do you want Clara to?
No, I want them to do whatever they want.
Whatever they want. If it goes that way.
Sure.
Right?
I think my son would do great at it.
I think he probably would, too.
He had a pizza business in our driveway. He made a lot of money on the first day, and then shut it down.
Perfect.
He branded it. He got a Google page for it. He branded his hat, his t-shirt, and he made so much, because we invited all our friends.
Okay.
He made so much money on the first day. He's like, yep, I can get my goal.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. And that, I mean, connections, man. Connections do a lot for you, too.
Yes.
I'm sure you've gotten to meet some pretty awesome people through the business, too.
Yes. And great people and friends that turn out to be friends.
That's really cool.
Yes. It's not all show.
No, yeah.
Never with me.
Okay, yeah, because everything you do has been authentic.
Yeah.
And you're taking care of people. So, what amazes you about that? Like, I would imagine now you've worked with different brands, and they all have people that back them. So, what is that like? Like, you meet the people that are behind these brands, and it's kind of like, oh.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're really down-to-earth, hardworking. They're just, like, relatable.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Honestly, they are. And, like, you always think, like, oh, this is going to be some sort of weird moment, but they all have the same. They're
good.
All very business minded. At least the people I surround myself with, like that's who I would want to represent the CISCIS or the people that we want to collaborate with.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're all kind of on the same page. Like I gravitate towards those outspoken baddies that are, you know, working hard.
Absolutely.
So I think it's very organic how it happens.
Yeah, it makes
sense. So really, everyone is wonderful, and it's probably because that's who you gravitate towards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the energy you put out there is going to come back to you.
Yes,
so 100%. That's good.
Yeah, you can, and you get a niche with your brand. Like, my brand doesn't fit everybody, and that's okay. Just like maybe, like, American Eagle doesn't, you know, fit everyone's needs, but that's okay.
Right.
And so they align with who do fit their brand, and I feel like we've done really well with aligning with who does well. And the people that wear our brand or who we collaborate with, it seems to be really successful because of that.
Okay.
We're not pushing anything.
Yeah, and so the people that buy into it that are going to be in there
it
and support
makes
it.
Sense.
And go, yeah, they're like, this is wonderful.
And I think that we get approached now to do so many things, and we do have the ability to choose now what works best for the brand. And that is amazing.
It is amazing.
We don't have to say yes to everything, and they don't say yes to us all the time. It has to work.
Sure.
And so far, it's been a great learning experience, and we've learned from every collaboration. But that's fun. That's one of my favorite parts of the jobs. I've met some amazing people that we've like created product together, and it's been very humbling, and I'm really proud of it all.
That's cool, yeah.
And you bring on a whole new audience if you think about it.
Yeah, because it's all theirs.
Yep.
Boom.
And
just
the
going.
Feedback from that
Butterfly
is
effect.
Really amazing too.
Then you like the feedback.
And then you help. Not really. I try not to. I'm like actually an anxious person about feedback.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? I don't know now.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, they're good.
I was gonna say, who are some of the favorite collaborations that you've done, if you can talk her?
Yeah, of course. So Loverly Gray is an influencer, and she was one of the first people to wear our name necklaces, and she has a really large following. We sold so many necklaces the very first day that she wore it. That's pretty much how I got the business off the ground financially enough to be able to move forward.
Yeah.
So when we decided, I asked her to design a line. And so when she said yes, and then she flew here, and it was like a coming, you know, it was a full circle moment to me. So that's probably been my most important collaboration. It means a lot to me.
It got it going.
Yeah.
It's the initial.
And the fact that she's still willing to, like, work with us, and she wants to, and she wanted to design product, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, it's so cool.
The Skinny Confidential, I was on her podcast, and we're kind of coming up with something together. That means a shit ton to me, because everything I learned about this business, I learned through her podcast. So when I go to the gym, I stopped listening to music, and I started listening to business podcasts, because I was like, why am I wasting time listening to rap music?
Yeah.
I wanted to learn for that hour.
Nice. So I started, that time.
Yeah, I'm all about not wasting time.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm driving in the car, I set up a meeting. Because if I'm going to be driving, you might as well get something done.
Yeah, talk to somebody, right?
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So, when that was the Skinny Confidential was a huge thing for me. They're all so important to me.
Yeah, it's
I'm
so hard.
Always like, holy shit, I'm so grateful that they want to work with me. But the fun part of it is, like, that we're friends after.
Yeah, because you work together, you make that bond. That's cool. That's really cool. You're humble about it too. Like, not like, yeah, we get to, you know what I mean? Like that you're actually
I would be
with it.
To me, it wouldn't seem organic if we didn't continue being friends. I would be sad.
It's transactional, so.
Yeah, that's not how I am.
Like, no.
You're either completely in my life, or you're like probably not even in it at all.
It's just acquaintances
are my personality.
Right.
So yeah, so when I work with somebody, it's almost like they're family to me.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Megan, here's one for you too.
Is this the top one?
I don't know. Just thinking, because you branded yourself with the Sis Kiss, do you ever, is that ever separate? Like, or do people just associate it as one and the same? Like, can you be Megan? No, is it, how is that? Because it's almost like you're a business. Like, you are a business.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I did that to myself, but it makes me happy.
Yeah.
I am the Sis Kiss.
Because it's
and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, okay, great.
No, we're good.
Because I would imagine, like, when you're introduced, it's always Megan. Sis-Kiss.
It is.
You know, it's
or when
not
people
just Megan.
See me, they're like, are you the Sis Kiss? They don't say, are you Megan? No, it's fine.
Are you okay with it? Yeah.
That's part of the branding.
It is. I would imagine for some people that would be tough. I don't think it would bother me either.
Well, but I'm nobody special, so it's not like anyone's bothering me.
Well, everyone's special, right? Like,
but you know what I mean? Like, nobody's waiting in line at a restaurant to talk to me.
Okay.
So who knows how that feels?
Yeah, right.
That might feel different. Because if you're, like, with your family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's fun because it's not. If somebody comes, like somebody came up to me the other day, like, are you this guy? Like, I'm from Texas and I noticed you. And I was like, that felt fun.
That is fun. It's kind of celebrity like.
But it's not every day. So, of course, it's like, I'm fine with
that. That's perfect. Yeah.
And I don't think, this is a brand. This is a jewelry brand. It's not like I'm never going to be a celebrity.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Until you're like a designer. Until it's you're designing for everyone else. And that
yeah. You never know. I mean, that's always the goal. But you always have to be careful what you ask for.
That's the truth.
I really am very cognizant of that. Like, very. Because if you're happy with where your life is at and you always want more, what does that mean?
Just grabby, right?
Yep. I mean, I do want a jet. Is that grabby?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm just looking to get places quietly with a glass of champagne.
Quietly.
Yeah.
Quiet for you, right?
Yeah, on a private jet. Like,
yeah.
That's like all I'm asking for.
That'd be awesome. I think I'm excited for you to be on it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much a jet costs, but...
More than I can afford.
More than you can afford? Well,
for a
now.
Very long time. Trust me.
Got it.
I look into it pretty often.
It's motivation for you.
Even to like rent... I have a tattoo. Just to
keep it going.
I'll take you around. There's a lot of jets here because you got to put it out.
Okay.
And the sad thing is, like, I don't... think I don't want a jet. I don't have time for a
really?
Jet.
Okay.
It's just something fun to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It's part of the shtick now.
It's part of the shtick.
It is. It's part of the shtick.
That's
like,
really
what's that gonna get me?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, I give me a glass of champagne on a private jet.
Sure, but you can get a glass of champagne first class and just pretend. Maybe? I don't know.
Well, now it's with COVID, it's such a pain in the ass to travel.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm over
I'm on a different kind of budget. Give me an Airbus. You know?
No, I just mean just going on any plane.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we sit just with everyone. I don't mean that. It's just with COVID, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because it's the masks and it's wearing it all day. And
the checks and the whole.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's the best way to leave it, probably.
We're all used to it by now.
I don't know about that, but...
I just mean traveling-wise.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's so... It's a lot.
I always feel bad for the stewardess because I feel like everyone's so combative with them. They're just like, you have to wear your mask, and then people get annoyed at them. I'm like,
they need their job too.
They're probably over it just as much as you.
Yeah, they don't want to say
people are rude.
People are rude.
I'm like, does manners go away in the air?
I think they've gone away everywhere, but.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I don't know. It's kind of a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
That's okay, because then the good ones stick out.
Good. That's a good perspective.
Yeah, if everyone said and did the same thing, how would you know the genuine?
Yeah.
So it's okay.
It's a really good perspective.
And it's how you raise your, it's how you get raised.
Agreed.
Like, I cannot remember a time that my mom wasn't like, did you say thank you? Like, yeah. It's like you learn it.
Absolutely.
And then it becomes you.
Absolutely. My mom from the youngest age is always telling us that. It's like, if you ask for something, will you please?
Please and thank you.
Yeah. It's always thank you. And you're welcome.
But you believe it. You because do. Now it feels funny if you didn't say it.
Absolutely.
Like, if someone held the door for me and I didn't say thank you, I would, like, go find you.
Oh, 100%, I'm hunting you down. Be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I'm so sorry. Thank you for holding the door. But you cannot believe the amount of people that don't thank you.
Yeah, for anything.
And my son is the most kind when it comes to that. Like, we go everywhere, and the waitress will always be like, I have never met a more kind, like, kid at a dinner table. Because he's very much like, how was your day today? He kind of reminds me of my dad, because my dad will connect with anybody. Like, we'll go to dinner, and he's like, what's your name to the server, and make sure he asks about their day. And I'm like, Dad, shut up. Like, he just wants to take your order. And he's like,
that's nice. Those are the people that stand out, like you're saying.
Yeah.
We keep talking about, like, I've mentioned it a few times, like, you validate that human experience in people, and then the world's your oyster. Like, that person's going to be giving you primo service. Not that that's what you're in it for, but it's just the reality of it.
Well, like, because you make them happier, and then their day becomes better, and then that's why I like buying coffee for people in line with me.
That's
I do it just to see their face. It like makes my day. That's probably a selfish reason. Like on Friends, you probably are too young for Friends, but somebody said there's no good deed. There's no unselfish good deed. Like every good deed you do is really to make you feel better.
I think it's a
It's a joint effort.
Yeah.
But it's funny because every time I buy coffee for someone, I'm always like, I love when they like wave and smile. And I'm like, shit, it made me feel good again.
Yeah. Like, I love this. You're like, give me more.
I was like, let's go around again.
You're like, can we go again? Yeah. Yeah. Who needs coffee?
It's true. It made me feel better.
Yeah.
But then the hope is that they feel better and they have a better day.
It's a ripple. As we kind of wind things down here, Megan, I have to ask you to someone who's listening, maybe on the brinks of starting a business or doing anything, taking that step, maybe in the limbo period, to someone who is maybe needs an extra push.
Yep.
What's your advice?
I have the best advice. You just start, because you'll never have it figured out.
Okay.
And if you wait to start until you figure it out, you'll never start. You start and you figure it out as you go, because you'll never know everything. Nothing will ever be perfect enough. Nothing will ever be prepared enough. Mm-hmm. You start and then you figure it out. That's like my best advice, because I feel like that's why I feel like a lot of businesses with partnerships fail, because you're always going to have one creative who's like all over the place, mm-hmm. and you're always going to have one business-minded person. I feel like sometimes that business-minded person is like, you can't do this creative thing yet because we're not ready.
Yeah, okay.
And then the creative person is always over here like throwing shit on the wall, and the business person's like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah.
You just have to start. I don't even know if that made sense.
No, it makes total sense. That's great.
I feel like if I had like a second half who was very business-minded, very like ducks in a row all the time, we wouldn't be as big as we are.
Yeah, you'd fight.
And even if we were big, I'm just saying, I don't think we would have gotten as far.
Yeah.
Because I'd just keep the train rolling.
It's just on go.
We'll figure it out.
That's right.
I mean, I call my brand manager. I would say I talk to her 6 times a day. Every day is a new question. Like, hey, did you see that email? Do you know what that means? Like, do we need to file that? Like, but it's an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. That's work. That's what makes your work day.
Yeah.
So don't wait until things are perfect or that you understand it all, because you never will. I learn every day. Nothing is ever figured out. Something new happens all the time. Just start.
Yeah.
And who knows, what's it going to do if you start?
If
you have motivation, your world is your oyster. I mean, consistency and motivation. If that's not your personality, then maybe it's best that you don't start.
Yeah, that's good advice too.
Not everybody's built to be an entrepreneur.
No.
And that's okay.
It's a lot of no that comes, like a lot of being told no and a lot of shut down that comes with it.
Like, it is. And like
from ourselves or from others, so.
Maybe you like the ability to like get a paycheck every 2 weeks. You know how much you're getting.
You
can't be an entrepreneur. Like, I'm always like, you know, you just don't ever know when your next, what if nobody buys anything today? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I take that motivation and I put it into my creativity to make sure we're getting new buyers, that we're doing new collaborations. Mm. Like, that fear is needed.
Yeah.
And some people
makes you hungry.
Cripple under that fear.
Oh, true.
But I also have the ability to have a family who supports me. Like, my husband works a job that helps pay for bills too. Like, I don't want to make it seem like it's this like easy road, because I have a lot of help.
Yeah.
And so I always want to like preface that.
Sure.
I don't think I could have gotten this far if Brian didn't do well and pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm. He believes in you enough to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you need that sort of support. Maybe somebody doesn't have that. So maybe somebody's waiting to start the business because they need to hold on to that paycheck. And then that's okay, too.
Yeah,
so then it's
yeah.
like, don't take my advice and just quit your job and start. But I think that you should just keep going like I did. Like, I had this little thing on the side. I was still a practicing attorney, and the little thing grew. And that's what I mean.
And then eventually it gets to
and
that
And then
point.
Eventually it gets to the point where you make a decision. Like,
so
can
then
I,
you, yeah,
can
you
I to. Quit my job? Can I put everything into this? But just keep going, even if it's a little bit of... Like, every day.
Right.
It doesn't need to be, like, from, you know, your basement to, like, a warehouse in mm-hmm. a month. That's taken 7 years.
Yeah. I do this video every day. It's, like, you're probably familiar with it. It's called 1 Second Every Day. And basically, you just take a video of your life every single day.
No, I do not know this.
And at the end of the year, you could do it whenever. You compile it. So, a lot of people do...
Wait, you said 1 second?
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
And so...
What do you take it of? Your knee?
Whatever you're doing. Yeah, my knee, the shoes, whatever. So
like
if I were at a concert that day,
okay.
that, if
just
I'm eating Chipotle,
okay.
random, you know, just random stuff every day.
Okay.
And if it hits me, and I have a reminder that's that every day, so
yeah.
and it comes off. But it's 1 second. I do a second and a half, but
okay.
selfishly, whatever. I want a little longer. But at the end of the year, you compile it, and you have like a 6 to 9 minute video. And it's like, wow, that has always stuck with me because it's 1 second, which is tiny, seemingly tiny. It's so fast. But then at the end, you have a nice whole video.
Whole
it's like
video.
That's something you do every single day, just a small little bit. Turns out to something
it's
beautiful.
It's like you can't
yeah.
go to the gym once a month and
no,
expect results.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with anything you do, whether it's your marriage, whether it's putting time in your business, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's eating healthy. Nothing changes like that. This didn't happen like that.
No.
It's hard work and consistency. And I always tell, like, my team, like, this is a really, and I'll do it really quick. We send a lot of, like, gifts to celebrities.
Amazing.
And a lot of my girls are like, we sent that, like, 6 months ago, and she never wore it. And I'm like, it's okay. She will. Like, and maybe it'll be on the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she won't. But if you don't send 100 packages, you're not going to get seen twice. You got to send the 100 to get seen twice.
Sure.
So keep doing it. That's the point. It's the buildup. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to see it if you don't send any.
No, yeah.
And shit, what if it is the Grammy? The first time a celebrity ever wore our jewelry was Carrie Underwood on the Grammys.
Oh my God.
Like, we didn't even know she had them. But, like, I woke up to, like, ding, 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 ding. Like, did you see your earrings on the Grammys? I'm like, what?
Holy.
Or maybe it's the Country Music Awards. I apologize.
The CMAs. The CMAs are huge.
I shouldn't speak on podcasts because
no.
I misspeak. It was the CMAs.
Yeah.
But we were, like, dumbfounded.
That's amazing. I mean, Carrie Underwood, of all people.
It was really cool. And then she wore something else, like, the next
time.
Oh, my
gosh,
it was really cool.
Do you guys have a little collab going with Carrie?
No, we don't. We have a PR company, and they work with their stylist.
Got it.
So they do, like, you send your PR, and
yeah.
then the PR works to get it out to the stylist.
That's sweet.
Yeah, no, it was really cool.
Yeah. And did your sales boom?
No. Celebrities don't bring in sales.
Really?
Celebrities bring in clout.
Okay.
Celebrities aren't there to sell things. That's not their job.
True.
That's what influencers do. Influencers sell your stuff. So you have to differentiate. So when you're paying a celebrity, you have to do the numbers in your head. Does this make sense? Do you need clout this year?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't pay celebrities. I hate to say it like that. And,
no.
But I mean, if like somebody wanted to like design a product and they had a fee.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I
yeah.
don't mean like. So you have to weigh it. Like.
Yeah, because you've accrued. I mean, plenty of a following on social media.
Well, but influencers do an amazing job. That's their job. And that's.
Yeah.
That, to me, is worth... The celebrities just create kind of a fun awareness.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, I'm huge, I'm wearing this. Like,
because most times you honestly think whatever the celebrities are wearing are probably unattainable.
Oh, absolutely.
So people don't even look.
That's true.
But an influencer will say, hey, I've been wearing these for a month. They're a really great price point. I gave them to my mom. They haven't turned. It's like, they go through all the specifics of somebody at home like me,
yeah,
with my sort of budget, wants to hear. Then they give you the direct link. Like, celebrities are just in a magazine once.
True.
So yeah, it's really funny to differentiate where you want to spend your money.
That's so smart. And that's probably something you've learned along the way too, because I probably wouldn't have even thought of it like
this
that.
This is our first year without PR. Because I was like, we can spend this money like on maybe somebody else to help us here. Mm-hmm. Or because, all right, we've been seen in magazines. We've been, and I hope we can do it all again one day. For sure. Right now, I'm focused on growing and doing other opportunities. Yeah. So I figured out that it's great, but it doesn't bring in sales like you want. So let's adjust.
Yeah. So you just, I love that part of like business and just economics. It's very straightforward, right? Like,
it's kind of true.
It is.
You make people make it difficult, like me. Like, I suck at math, but it's really easy.
It's just, it's supply. Either. This didn't go over well.
But I also think that I'm very much of the mindset that if somebody didn't make back the money we paid them, mm-hmm, okay, like in sales, it's not all about money. It's about who saw it. What are you going to use that article again? Are we going to put it on? Like, I'm very much well aware that it's not a numbers to numbers game in this business. It's about what we can do with that marketing to then bring in more.
Right.
It's not apples to apples.
Stones. Right. It's not apples to apples at all.
And you can't think of it like that, or you wouldn't do any collaborations.
True. Because
you're going to win some and you're going to lose some.
That's okay.
But we're all saturating the market here.
Yeah.
So take your wins and your losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's powerful too. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad because I think there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of ideas and don't know
what to do.
Yeah, or don't know
how
to start.
Neither do I.
And that's what the whole message has been, is like, when you start, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I still don't know. Like, wildly unprofessional. How long have we been working on it?
Yeah.
And it's taken me a while because it's not my normal thing. So I feel like I am kind of holding back because I don't have a clue how I'm going to perfect it. Mm-hmm. And my brand manager's like, just start it.
Just
because you're right.
Going.
Once you start talking, you just start talking, right?
You do, right.
But I mean, I had you come tell me what equipment to buy. Like, that can be intimidating to someone who doesn't have a Joe Mama or doesn't have a contact to call someone like you. Like, nobody just starts because what do we buy? Do we buy a microphone at Walmart? Do we buy a nice microphone? Like,
absolutely right.
And so I see how people get stuck.
Yeah. And the thing with it, I think, is crazy is like, there's endless resources out there. So
right.
Like, for, like,
too
you,
much.
Yeah, there's too much. That's true too. There's too much.
Like, when you go to buy fucking Tylenol, I'm like,
oh my God.
Or like headache medicine, I'm like, wait, what? Does this one cause cancer? This one doesn't cause drowsiness. Like, just give me one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a million and one things out there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's so funny. Do you have any closing remarks, Megan? What are some of the last things you want to throw out there?
I don't know. I don't. I never have closing remarks because it's ongoing.
Because it's always ongoing.
Yeah, so let's make this to be continued.
I like that, to be continued.
We'll do our next one on our jet.
On the jet, yes, with champagne in hand. The last question I have for you then is, when you look back at the whole shebang, do you have any regrets that stand out to you? And then the dyad with that, of course, is, if so, how did you overcome them? What have you learned from it?
God, I'm sure I've made a lot of mistakes, but I don't think I have any regrets.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I love that answer. I've gotten the answer many times, and I think it's probably the best answer.
I really, really think that every money I've spent, every situation we've had, whether it be negative or positive, we've learned from it and decided to not ever do that again. Mm-hmm. But how do you know if you don't do
it? Couldn't agree more.
I really don't think I have any regrets. Maybe I should have gotten a bigger office in that second stepping stone. But it's such a good story.
It is a good story.
And what's fun are the girls that work with me then, they tell the story. Like, we couldn't even sit in there together.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
That is fun. Because you remember that.
How are you going to be grateful for this if we didn't have that?
Yeah, if you always had the jet, you wouldn't appreciate the jet.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Which is why you really don't want the jet. Because where do you go then?
Because then you got to get two jets.
No, like, I'm just saying, it's always something more then.
It is.
So it's almost more fun just to say it.
Yeah, right.
Do you listen to Gary Vee?
Yes.
Well, he always says he wants to buy the jets.
He does say he wants to buy the jets.
But he always explains that he's not going to.
He doesn't really want on the jets.
Because then what?
Yeah.
So,
and he wears that knit sweater. You know, his mom knit him a sweater. It was a jersey.
I don't know that story.
Yeah, it's fun. So like,
and I thought I knew everything about him.
He's got so much stuff out there, you know.
Yeah.
He,
he's the content guy.
He's the content guy. basically he, when he was growing up, immigrant family, tight budget, he didn't have a jersey or anything like that.
And for so the Jets?
Yeah, for the Jets. Okay. And all the kids at school had jerseys, and so his mom knit him a jersey. And he doesn't have the same one, but he's had it replicated now into...
Oh.
He wears it.
I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Yeah, kind of cool, right?
So I like that.
That's right. He's cool. He's cool. I know people...
He was here.
Was he really?
Yeah. I got a video from him. I'll show you when we're done.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. He's a cool dude. I like his energy.
Yeah. Really, he is like my energy.
I agree. Yeah, you guys have very similar fire.
I will say that a lot of his podcasts now, I'm like lost because the NFTs... He's very much into, which is probably going to become true, but for right now, that's not...
No, I agree with you.
So it's been hard for me to relate recently.
I totally agree
with you. But I still think he's taught me a lot.
That metaverse
him
stuff.
And the Skinny Confidential and Ed Milet, which I'm going to hook...
Yes.
I think you will really enjoy Ed Milet.
I'm excited.
I see you guys on the same sort of level.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I really do listen, like, when I walk or work out, because I might as well learn something.
Might
I
well
always want to be learning or growing. Like, that's probably why I don't watch TV... Or read books. I'm not saying it's not good to watch TV or read books. I just am always on, so if I'm gonna be like relaxing, I want to learn something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because God knows I don't have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. And I swear, every time I listen, I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be. I'm like taking notes. I'm like, it's always better than you expect. I love that. I love that.
Yes.
I love that about those three podcasts.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to listen to it.
You will love Ed Milet.
Okay, great. Yeah, and thank you because
I'm excited to introduce you to him.
Yeah, I'm excited to become part of the fan.
Yeah.
I would be taking notes
he's
too.
He's got a jet, I think.
Does he?
Yeah.
We gotta get on that jet. Yeah, we gotta get you on that jet.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Well, Megan DiVincenzo, everybody. Owner of the Sis Kiss. Also a wonderful woman. An empowering woman. A woman out for women. Great family member, right? A mother of two. Great wife. Amazing storyteller. So, wonderful, great things. If you haven't yet, if you've managed to go this whole podcast and not check out the Sis Kiss online, now's your time to do so.
Let's give them a coupon code.
Great. What do you want the code to be?
JoeMama15.
JoeMama15. So
15%
that's,
off the entire site.
You got it. 15% off the entire site. So JoeMama.
Yeah.
The number 15.
I love
JoeMama15. That's 15% off the site. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Thank
we hope
you.
To get you some business here. And
next she'll be on my podcast.
I'm excited. It's a wildly unprofessional. Get ready. It's coming.
It'll
Megan
be crazy.
Megan did a great job with that. Yeah. It'll be everything but professional. Wildly. Unprofessional. This has been another Chats with Clark episode. Megan, thanks for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It was fun.
It is fun.
You did
we'll,
good. You
thank
did
you.
Good.
Thank you.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Do part two.
We will.
And
to be
part three.
To be continued.
To be continued. I'm your host, Joe Clark. This has been another Chats with Clark.